When we came out of your aunt's house, he was with you.
No, he wasn't. He'd gone to the bathroom, Mum.
Yeah, man, he was. He must have come with Bazaar and them.
Aren't you ashamed of yourselves? You left your father behind.
Yes, Mother. We're very ashamed of ourselves, but I don't know why you weren't paying attention.
Stop talking nonsense. Up until now, I thought he was sitting in the back seat.
Ooh, if he was sitting in the back, he'd be giving us a hard time right now. Move over to the right. Did you inherit the left lane from your dad? Don't honk the horn. Let that psycho pass.
Turn around. Let's go back and get him.
Mother dear, we've been on the road for 2 hours, and we'll have to go another 2 hours until we get home. If we go back, we won't get home before breakfast.
Well, go a little bit faster.
The pedal's all the way to the floor. It won't go any faster than this. They've put out newer models that go faster.
Well, Mom, maybe he really is with Shiva and them.
Shiva?
Yes?
What if it's bad that the children stayed at your aunt's house?
No, it's not like it's their first time. Yes, Mother?
Can you give the phone to your dad?
Oh, isn't he in your car?
No, he's not here. Oh, no. I don't know what happened, and we lost track of him. Where are you?
We're close to home.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye.
What is it?
Nothing. They left my dad behind. Huh?
You think you're dealing with
go,
a child,
sir.
Man? I can
you
pay for hundreds of chicks like you and pawn them off to this guy and that guy
my
as
Lord.
Roosters.
I told you,
think
not
you can
me.
Trust me.
I've got you, Shiva. Bring some rope.
Stop it.
Bring some rope.
Shiva, go and call the police.
Can't you steal his husband and wife, huh?
Sir, you're
I will skin you alive, you charlatan.
How does he know my name?
Sir.
He knows everyone's name. He knows every last detail of our lives.
Please allow us to
Shiva, bring some rope.
What happened with the police?
What happened with the rope?
What happened?
Sir, I'll explain it to you. I'll explain it to you.
Shiva,
don't
ma'am.
Come any closer. Don't
Shiva,
come closer.
Shiva.
Shiva, ma'am, just allow me to talk
you
for
take
one minute.
Go see what's going on.
Shiva, ma'am,
Shiva.
My child's life. We're not
Shiva.
Thieves.
Get back.
Shiva, Shiva.
Shiva.
Yes. Open the door.
Hold on for a second.
Shiva, quickly, open the
sure.
door.
Sure, sure, sure.
Sir, they've closed the door.
Sure.
Please stop.
Sure.
Shiva.
Simon isn't going to hurt anyone. She's a kind
Shiva,
woman.
Shiva, ma'am. On my
Simon,
child's
my darling,
life.
Open the door. Open the door, Simon.
Look, if anything happens to my family, I'll kill you right here. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Father, dear, don't upset yourself so much.
Shiva,
it's not good for someone your age.
What's this?
Don't call me father, you con artist. I'm not the father of a worthless person like you.
Fazad, come here. This lady's not well.
Oh. I've been ruined. I've become miserable. Simon, dear, wake up. My darling doctor, help, please. I don't want to lose my wife and child.
Shiva, dear, bring some sugar water. Ma'am, ma'am, she opened her eyes. Pick her
get
up, pick
up,
her up and have a sit
get
down.
Get up and sit down.
Ma'am, are you feeling all right? Look, go ahead and take a deep breath.
A deep
take
breath.
A deep breath.
Is there any hope?
Hold on. Hold on a minute. Can you see me? Can you see me right now? How many fingers?
Ten, it's four.
No,
one,
no.
Two, three,
I want
four,
her to say it so I can see how conscious
well,
she is.
Well, she'll say it.
Just let her talk.
Say it already, dear.
How many fingers am I holding
it's
up?
It's four.
Go ahead and
one,
tell me.
One, two, three.
Hold on a
she's
minute.
She's in the last month.
My goodness.
Stress isn't good for her. Oh, my
stop
child.
It with these dirty tricks of yours. Don't make me have to call the police. Take her and get her out of here.
Thank you very much. Yeah, darling, drink it. Drink it, it's good for you. Oh, do you feel better, my darling?
I'm fine. Did anything happen to you, Tim?
No, 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 I'm absolutely fine. I'm absolutely fine.
Did anything happen to your back? Is your disc all right?
My disc is fine and my back is fine too. Look, Fazad, please excuse me. 1 second, please stand over there. Make a little space, excuse me. Father dear, please stand back for a second. Look, nothing's wrong with me. Oh, you see, I'm absolutely fine. Oh,
the guy's a real con artist, man.
He threw my back
oh,
out.
Oh, dear.
Get up and get the hell out of here. Get up, hurry
Father
up.
Dear, I threw my back out. Once it gets better, I will go, I promise. Oh.
Is this what you wanted? I knew this would happen. I kept saying we shouldn't come, but you didn't listen to me. Now if something happens to your back, what am I going to do? If something happens to this child of ours, oh goodness, what the hell am I going to do, Temu, dear?
God willing, nothing
will happen. Dad, who are they?
Don't
how should
cry.
I know?
Don't cry. I'll
they're
be
probably
fine.
Thieves. His wife wasn't feeling well. They were outside, so I told them to come inside and have some water. Before he's taken two sips, he asks me if I'm a Sue Javanbaksh.
And?
I had no idea, so I said yes. Then he jumps in my arms and says, Father, Father, Father!
Father?
Ah, but didn't you say that they're thieves?
Well, yes, it's obvious that they're thieves.
Father, I knew that one day destiny would place me in your path. I love you so much, dear Father. If I knew you'd be this upset, I would have broken my own leg. Ooh, and I would never have come here.
Right now, I'm going to break your leg if you don't
sir,
get
out.
Please,
sir, please, 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 come with me for a second. Just one second.
I don't know who put you up to this, but you've made a mistake. I won't be blackmailed by the likes of you. So let me go.
Sir, please.
Let me go, damn it.
Come on, sir. Just calm down, calm down. I'll go and talk to them and see what it is that they have to say.
It's obvious what it is. They want to blackmail me. They're thieves.
But what wise person would come to steal with a pregnant woman? Please, just give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I'll go and talk to them and see what they're saying. If they say something bad, I'll tie them up and hand them over to the police, okay? Is that good? Does that suit you? Okay?
Only 5 minutes. If
five
I come
minutes.
Back in 5 minutes and see that they're still here, I'll know what
five
to
minutes,
do with
five
you.
5 minutes. Sir, one second. I just wanted to say that if Shahram and Mother and Shadi get here before then, please don't tell them that they're thieves. Because if it's proven that he's really your son, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
I'm
Tim,
sorry.
Dear.
We've caused you so much trouble.
Please, have a seat.
Thank you very much.
Please just take a look at these documents. Look, we're not bad people at all. I've got many acres of land in our village. My financial situation isn't bad, thank goodness. I just came here to see my father, Masood Javanbakhsh. My mother always used to say that I'll be able to find my father. But I didn't have any hope until one day, on the internet, I saw the blog of my sister Shiva. Thank you very much. Then I went through a lot of trouble until I managed to find the address to this very place. I just wanted to see my father, but not like this.
Timur, oh my life, please don't cry. I swear it's bad for our baby.
No. It won't hurt the baby at all. It won't have any negative effect at all. You can go right ahead.
No, sir, no. When my Timur cries, it makes me cry too, and then it'll be bad for the baby.
Like that.
My father, Masood, did his military service in our village. And then he married my mother there. And then God gives me to them. Because of the political problems that he had with the regime back then, he's forced to flee the village. It's always been my wish to be able to see my father before God forbid he passes away. All right, I won't cry.
Shiva, you know, listen, his documents are in order. We should also consider that your father's ID card is a replacement, isn't that right?
Yes, how come?
Well, what a sneaky guy that Mr. Javanbakhsh is. What a little con he pulled off. You know, look, I can't believe it all. He doesn't at all look the type to do such things, does he?
Basad, you should be ashamed.
No. I'll be careful what I say. Look, your documents, well, they're in order, but I don't think that they're complete. I'm just not sure.
Fazad, sir, I suggest my father Masood comes here, and with complete peace and calm, I'll have a few words with him. If he says I'm not his son, I'll leave on my own. There you are. This is my birth certificate, and Masood Javanbakhsh is written in it. Look.
Yes, he's right. Shiva, dear, it's completely in order. Yes. Hey, Tamor, do you have any idea at all if Mr. Javanbakhsh did his military service in any other villages also?
Oh, Fazad.
I was just joking.
Do you feel better?
I'm fine.
Thank you very much.
How old is your mother?
My mother has passed away.
Oh.
May God rest her soul.
And may your loved ones rest in peace. You know, should I tell you the story from the beginning?
Tell them, Tamur, dear, tell them.
Should I? Just like I said, my father Masood did his military service in our village. All the locals in the village liked my father because he looked out for the villagers. My mother used to say back then, her father had forced her to get married to an old Russian man who my grandfather owed a debt to. Then all of a sudden, my father Masood shows up. Out of the kindness of his heart, he pays off my grandfather's debt and marries my mother. My mother used to say that my father Masood was the most trustworthy and reliable person in the village.
Yes.
There are a lot of stories that have been passed down about the courage and bravery of Masood. Along with 4 soldiers, he kicked the Russians out of the village back then. My mother used to say that my father was a real hero. And now that I've come here, don't think that I've come here to get anything from you. No. Thank God my financial situation isn't bad. I have a good life, I have money, I have a good wife, and recently, well, God wants to grant us a beautiful son. The only thing I didn't have in my life was a father. I didn't have a protective shadow over me. A father is the foundation of your life. Our house was always without a foundation. Father, I've come here to learn how to be a real man and a hero from you. I've come to say that I want you to stay and be a shining light in my life.
Oh, why are you acting like that?
Oh, dear, don't cry. Don't cry.
I won't cry. I won't cry. By the way, Shiva, from your blog, I've gotten to know everyone in the family, and because of that, I've brought you souvenirs. There you are. This is for you, Shiva, ma'am.
Please take it. Please take it. It's nothing, really. It's
yeah,
come a long way.
It's
please
just a
take
little
it.
Something.
Yes, thank you very much.
And this is for you, Shadi, ma'am. It's just a little something.
Thank you very much, brother. Hope you like it.
Don't get upset, my darling. These are tears of joy. No one's ever called me brother before. Here you are. This is for you, Lady Damanay. It's just a little something.
Well, I think you should hold on to your presents. It'll be better to give them to your real brothers and sisters.
I've done my investigation. Please take it. I hope you like it.
Thank you very much.
I hope you like it. Well, and these are for my darling niece and nephew. I hope you like it. These are for them.
Thank you very much. It's kind of you. Thank you.
And this is for our darling Sharam. And this is for his son. I hope he likes it. There you are.
Thank you very much. You went to a lot of trouble. You
shouldn't
You're
have. Welcome.
Really, aren't you ashamed of yourself? What are you thinking? What have you schemed? You think the city doesn't have laws? Where did you forge these?
They're not forged, Father. They're all originals, Father.
Don't call me Father.
They're real, I swear to God. Believe me.
I wasn't in that village, and I don't know your mother. Tell me what your intentions are. Are you a con artist?
Me? No, I'm not a con artist.
We'll find out at the police station. The police will force you to talk.
Masood, sir, please, just wait a few seconds. Allow my Taimur to say what he has to say.
He's been giving a speech for 2 hours. What else do you have to say?
The truth is, I wanted to say that I never saw you when I was a child. My mother used to say that by the time I was born, you had left her.
I left? Where did I go? Why did I go?
Why are you acting like this, Father? You must have a reason for things you're saying. Fine, it's not a problem. If you don't want to know us, then we'll leave. Simon, darling,
sure.
Get up, let's
all
go.
Right.
Good night to all of you.
Taimur, dear.
What happened?
Taimur, dear.
Simon, darling.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Are you all right, ma'am?
What should we do?
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Shadi, go and bring a glass of water.
Dad, do you want to come upstairs and spend the night with me?
Mr. Javabash, in my opinion, it would be much better if you didn't go home tonight.
Farzad, come and do something.
Uh-huh.
Do something? Are you all right, dear?
Shadi, dear, please bring my bag for me, would you?
You didn't believe what he said, did you?
No, Masood, dear, I didn't believe it.
You didn't believe it?
No.
You mean you don't have any doubt?
No.
How could you not believe it? He's come up with a good story, and he had all the documents.
You're not the type to do such things. Will you give me a tea, too?
Do you have faith in my being faithful?
No way. You're too useless to do such a thing. Now you say it, others say it, I say it as well, that we had a love story. But I, for one, know that if your dad hadn't stepped forward for the proposal ceremony, you were too useless to do even that. Now just think about it, that you'd gone and gotten a second wife. You don't even drink a glass of water without my permission, and then you'd go and get a wife?
I'm too useless. I can't do it. It's obvious that after all these years, you still don't know me.
If you wanted to, you couldn't do it. Just think about it, you, the Russian military, fighting with the regime. If I had seen it with my own eyes, then I'd doubt my eyes.
You mean you're trying to say that you have no doubt that the poor guy might be telling the truth, huh?
No.
You mean he just made up all of those stories? Then what about the documents? Why would he even lie?
I don't know about all that.
Ah. You don't know about all that. You don't know because it's the truth. You're laughing.
Masood, stop it. Forget about it. You? A second wife? Man, you don't even know how to keep a secret. And then you haven't said anything about a secret this huge, darling, all these years.
It was in order to be able to preserve my family that I kept the secret with myself.
All right, man. You can see that I'm reading a book. The things you do, just stop it already.
You don't even appreciate me at all. It's as though I don't even exist. Just tonight, you left me behind at the party. That's what my mistake is. I have to go and stay with my other family. A family that appreciates me and is willing to fight in order to have me.
You should stay here tonight and go tomorrow.
No, it's all right. Thank you very much. We won't trouble you.
But you can't leave with the way you're feeling.
No, it's better if we don't stay here. Let's go, darling.
Farzad.
Do you have guests?
Oh, hello.
Father?
From now on, this man...
I'm Taimur.
Taimur. This Taimur is my eldest son, and this lady...
I just serve her, sir. I'm Simin.
Simin, yes. Taimur is my eldest son, and Simin's my daughter-in-law.
Dad, what are you saying?
Yes, exactly what I said. After all, sometimes a person does some things in life.
Allow me to kiss your hand, Father.
Oh, man.
Ma'am, give me the gift. Father, it's just two small gifts. One of them is a souvenir, the other one is for your birthday, which was 2 days ago.
It was my dad's birthday?
Oh, Dad, your birthday was 2 days ago.
Didn't you know that?
Thank you very much, my son.
Dad, I'm sorry, we didn't remember.
Of course you didn't remember. You don't even see me in this house, Sharam. Give me the keys.
The keys for what?
The keys for the apartment.
Which apartment?
The apartment in Antalya. The key to my apartment, which has been in your hands for many years and you've settled down in. Give it to me. I prefer to go and stay with a family that appreciates my value. Let's go, my darling son.
Where are we going?
To your new apartment.
No, Father dear, we won't trouble you. A kiss from you was enough for me. I have my own house in our village. I built apartment complexes in the town close to our village.
During the time that you're in Tehran, you don't want to leave your dad's house and go to a hotel now, do you? Let's go.
Well, you are my elder. Let's go. If you'll excuse us, we're going. Bye-bye. After you. Oh, no, it's impossible. I owe you at least 40 years of respect.
My son, don't act so polite. Let's go upstairs. Come on.
Let's go, if you'll excuse us.
Dad, excuse me. I just wanted to say that I've always had a lot of respect for you up to this point. But now I have even more respect for you.
How come?
Well, how were you able to keep the secret in your heart for all these years?
Well, I was able to.
I have a question. Besides this village, how many other villages did you go to during your service?
Let my hand go.
Sure.
What happened? Why did this happen?
Good job. Good job. Really, that man is a legend. Really. How was he able to do all of this for these years, huh? He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
Hey? The unexpected arrival of Taimur and his wife caused us to realize how much we had ignored our father during this time, how little attention we paid to him, and how much we caused him to be upset.
A father is the most protective shadow over the home. It's a blessing just for him to be there. A blessing that we might not appreciate as long as we have it. And we only notice what we've lost when we lose it. The death of my father was the most important event of my entire life.
As long as I had control over my possessions, all of my children were around me and took care of me. One day I decided to distribute my wealth among them. I didn't know that by doing this, I was going to distance my children from me. Now I'm all alone in a retirement home, and I really long to see them, to kiss my grandchildren, to hear their voices. I don't know, I can't say that I regret what I did. Maybe if I was in that situation again, I'd still distribute my wealth among them. Kindness, that's because of these things. It's better if it's not there.
can you be like this and not care about it?
My darling, there's something fishy about this whole thing. Your dad did his military service in the South, not the North.
But we've been ignoring him as well.
So, is it like you pay a lot of attention to me? Anyhow, what should we have done?
For example, we shouldn't have forgotten his birthday, huh?
His birthday, you're right. What's the date today? Oh, his birthday was 2 days ago.
We've lost Dad.
I called him, but he didn't answer. He left a message that he made a mistake right from the beginning. He should have lived with his other wife and then left us alone.
And what did you say to him?
Nothing. I sent him a smiley face.
But, Mother dear, I saw that ID card and birth certificate and they were in order.
Well, maybe there's another Masood Jovanbakhsh.
No, no. The date and location of birth was 100% correct, wasn't it?
I'm telling you that Masood did his military service in the South. That guy's from a village up north.
Maybe, for example, he'd gone up north during that time, hmm?
Well, yes.
For example, he did have 4 months of service that he had to perform up north.
No. Masood's too useless for such things.
Maybe he's more clever than we think.
What if that guy's telling the truth?
Mother dear, we have to investigate first. Maybe there's another Masood Jovanbakhsh beside our dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that lying, deceptive jerk. He's been making me suffer all these years. Oh.
Shadi, bring your laptop so we can do some research and see what happens. And you go bring the pictures and documents from Dad's military service.
What about me?
Nothing. You sit here and make my mother cry.
Really now? Thank you very much.
Eat your food before it gets cold.
Oh. Someone else goes and gets another wife and I have to answer for it now?
It's written here that Dad did his entire military service in the South and he didn't leave there until the end of it. Anyhow, the year that Tamor was born doesn't match with the year that Dad did his military service. There's a 4-year gap.
Look over here. I found several Masoods.
Masood Keramati, Masood Kimiyai, Masood Denamaki. This one is Jovanbakhsh.
Masood Jovanbakhsh, and in some places he's known as MJ and been sentenced to life in prison for the crime of armed robbery of a bank. Yes.
Let me see. So, you mean that there is another Masood Jovanbakhsh who's Tamor's father? Look, his ID card number and the location of his birth is the same as the ID card number and place of birth of your father. But mm-hmm. That can't be. This is a mistake too.
I just don't get it.
Listen, let's go and ask Tamor some questions so that we can figure out what's going on, huh?
Uh-huh. Go to the birthday party.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Well, well. What brings you around here? Who invited you?
Dad, the truth is...
I don't know, but I didn't invite you.
No, Father, I invited them. Hey, they're our family. Come inside. Please come inside. Come inside
now. For
the
sake of my darling son, come inside.
Thank you very much. If you'll excuse
me. Where's Tamine?
She'll be here in a few minutes.
Thanks a lot for coming. What
Hello.
Beautiful flowers. Well, come inside.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Father Masood. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Congratulations!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Well, my dear guests, I welcome each and every one of you. Well, I, Timur Jovanbakhsh, announce right now that I never would have dreamt that I'd take part in my father's birthday party. And right now, I want to give you some very good news. Me and Simon have decided, because of my father, the crown on my head, my life, my love, my hero, to name our son Masood Jovanbakhsh. Everyone, give him a round of applause!
Happy birthday to you.
Well, now's the time in this wonderful birthday party for Dad, which is being held 2 days late. It's time to take a picture. Come on.
Aha, good idea. Let's take a picture.
Excuse me, could we talk for a second?
What?
Yes, right now.
Right now?
Just now.
Yes. Please sing the birthday song until I come back.
Hey, Farzad.
What is it, Shiva, ma'am? Do you want one of these hats?
Yes, just one second. Have you ever seen a picture of your father? I asked if you'd seen a picture of your father.
My father?
Yes, yes.
Back then we had a picture and my mom told me it was a picture of my father.
Yes.
But back then he was 20-something years old.
Excuse me. I'm really sorry, but you have always lived in your village?
Yes, we've always lived in that village, always.
You know why I'm asking? It's because, look, did you know there's another Masood Javan Baksh? I mean, we found another one. There might even be more. How are you sure our father is the same Masood Javan Baksh you're looking for?
Shiva, ma'am. A person's feelings never lied to them. There's a feeling inside of me that's telling me that man is my father. He even said he was my father himself. What better proof could you ask for?
Hey, Mujia, please come and take a few pictures with your father and his children. My darling, come here.
I'm talking to Shiva
right now. There's plenty of time for you to talk later. If my wife asks me, then I can't say no.
One second.
Excuse me, Shiva, dear, but would it be possible for me to talk with you for a moment?
No, sit down. Sit down.
Yes. Do I look of course.
Yeah, but, well, right if you don't mind, let's go somewhere else where we can be alone.
Cheese!
Yes, all right.
Oh!
Hello.
Is the birthday party over? Well, well... the new daughter-in-law of the Javan Baksh family.
Come this way. Mother Simon wanted to say something and she wanted to come here so we can hear it.
Well, go ahead.
Sit down.
I wanted to ask, do you think that Masood is Temu's father?
No, not at all. We don't think he is. I think my dad's doing this out of spite for my mother.
It's a shame that I trusted him so much during all these years.
The truth is, a while ago I found out where his father is, and there's a Masood Javan Baksh in prison.
What? Prison?
Oh, yes, he's not a good person. He's a criminal with a police record, and I didn't say anything to my dear Temud. It's just that... he was a lot different than that hero his mother had created as an example for him on how to live his life. He's a big criminal with many instances of stealing, a bunch of small and large crimes.
Did you talk to him?
Yes, yes. He confessed that that's not his real name. He said he had stolen an ID card.
Oh, that's right. Your father's documents were lost before he married me, and then they found out that someone else had stolen them.
Oh, really?
Yes. I remember that the person who had stolen his ID card had committed a lot of crime over the years in your father's name. Well, one of his crimes must have been to get married with a fake ID.
Well, what do you want me to say to poor Tamar now? The poor thing's so excited thinking our dad is his father.
When he told me that he had found his real father, I was scared to death. I figured it must be the same person that I had seen. I became so upset when I saw your father. Masood, my mind was put at ease. I breathed a sigh of relief. I thought I must have made a mistake, that person who I'd seen, he wasn't the father of my Temu. That guy must have lied, but it seems as though...
Oh, no. Poor thing.
Oh, dear, that poor deceased mother of his probably didn't want her child to find out that his father did such things. It would have been horrible if he did. Did you see how excited my Temud had become? A father who's a decent person, a gentleman. Oh, praise God.
I told you. Didn't I tell you that your dad wasn't the type to do such things? I never doubted Masood from the start.
Yes, yes. Masood is truly a wise man, so noble, so kind. Someone who's got an honourable profession with great children. He was always able to raise to become as nice as you are. I swear, my dear, it could really be a great example for my Temur, you know?
Well, what does that mean? What do you mean?
Well, we don't want anything from you, and if you want anything, we'll give it to you.
No, no, what a thing to say.
Oh, for
Simin,
sake,
please,
don't say
no
that.
Way.
Don't say anything. No way. Just allow my Temur to be able to keep the dream that Masood is his father.
Masood with a second wife, it's impossible.
Look, it's just my dad has to decide about it himself. I don't know.
If it's possible for you to talk to him, maybe he'll agree to it.
All right, I'll talk to him. Yes, I can't make promises.
Thank you very much.
Please, don't come outside.
Thank you very much. We put you to a lot of trouble.
Take care.
I've seen a good hospital close by. We'll come and stay with you after the baby is born. Stay well, stay well.
God willing, God willing. Thanks for everything. Come and visit us too.
Goodbye, my father.
God be with you.
Yes. Goodbye.
God be with you.
Brother dear, goodbye.
Goodbye. Take care. Take care.
Well, goodbye, Mother.
Take care, darling. Look, Masood, I knew it from the start that you weren't the type for such things.
Masood, sir, there was only this much left until you became a myth, just this much. But it's okay. For us, you're still the same Masood as before, and it is an honor. I'm telling you thank you, if you'll excuse me.
Sometimes we drown ourselves so much with our problems and our daily activities that we don't see the things that are around us. We don't appreciate them. Let's take a look at them before it's too late.
Oh,